Following weeks of political turmoil, President Edward Shevardnadze today resigned as leader of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Shevardnadze faced an ultimatum from opposition political leaders: quit, or they would encourage their followers to march on the presidential residence. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is on the line from the Georgian capital of Tbilisi. Hello, Lawrence.
Hi, Leanne.
Recap for us what happened today.
Well, it's been a dramatic day, of course. We had more demonstrations in front of the parliament building. That building, of course, was taken over by the opposition supporters yesterday, as was the presidential administration building. And then this evening, just a few hours ago, we had an ultimatum from the opposition for President Shevardnadze to resign. They said if he did not resign, then thousands of them would march on his residence. And I'm standing outside of his residence right now, just about 2 or 3 miles from the city center. And they also said that they had the support of many people in the military, that President Shevardnadze could not count on the support of his military. That apparently is what prompted him to eventually throw it in the towel. Just less than an hour ago, we received official word that President Shevardnadze had resigned unconditionally.
How did the situation get to this point, Lawrence?
Well, the short answer is a falsified election. Georgia held parliamentary elections just 2 weeks ago, and a bloc, a party allied with President Shevardnadze, came in first place. The trouble is that no one believed that result. And international observers, as well as the United States government and other Western governments, had said that there's a tremendous amount of fraud in the election. They had told President Shevardnadze that he needed to do something about it, and the opposition said it would not be happy unless the elections were rerun in their entirety, which he refused to do, or if he stepped down. And yesterday, the opposition was able to muster thousands of people in the center of the city.
Given the situation, though, this has been a relatively peaceful political uprising, hasn't it?
Especially for Georgia. This is a country which has seen 4 wars in the last 10 years, 2 very serious separatist conflicts, which the government for now has lost, as well as 2 civil wars. Many thousands of people killed in these wars. And this, what the opposition is calling a velvet revolution, that's their own terminology, took place without a single drop of blood being shed.
Edward Shevardnadze remains a popular figure in the West. Why is he so unpopular at home?
The short answer basically is poverty and corruption. Many people in Georgia still very much respect President Shevardnadze for his accomplishments. When he came back to Georgia, he indeed provided a lot of stability to a country which had been at civil war. But his government became viewed as less and less competent. And there was a tremendous amount of corruption in this government. And eventually, all it took was something like a falsified election to really set people's passions about. And this has been his undoing, but this is a very unruly country. It's been through a very difficult road since independence 12 years ago. And Mr. Shevardnadze had the deck, many would say, stacked against him.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia. Lawrence, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.